This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You come to California, you can expect to pay more for gas. That's just the way it is out here, partly because of the way our gasoline market is set up. But I'm not sure anybody expected to be paying this much more. According to Consumer Watchdog, from February to June, California drivers have shelled out $4.5 billion more for their gasoline than other U.S. drivers have. Here in L.A., we're at about $4.25 a gallon. What's up with that is a fair question, as is what's going on with oil refineries in California who are reporting profits almost double what they normally take in per gallon of gasoline. From the land of much cheaper gas, that'd be Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Dubin reports.
Willie Hudgens drives a 2006 Ford Expedition stretch limo. Earlier today, he pulled into a mobile station in Birmingham to get gas.
So what are you paying per gallon right now?
I think we're at $2.39, which is great.
So you remember when gas prices were way higher than they are now. So $2.39 for you right now is like what?
Oh, it's like, man, pennies on a dollar.
Then there's California, where Severin Bornstein is with the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. The national average for gasoline is $2.74 a gallon.
Typically, California prices should be about 40 cents above the national average.
In Los Angeles, people are paying $1.50 more a gallon. Part of that is because California requires a cleaner burning fuel.
And as a result, we can't trade gasoline with other parts of the country. We need this special blend.
He also says when there's a hiccup in the production of that special blend, like the ExxonMobil refinery explosion in February, there's no quick way to relieve a shortage. That's when you get price spikes. But Bornstein says usually those fizzle out within a month or so. Not this time.
It has definitely raised concerns that this isn't just natural shortages.
One explanation, the California Energy Commission says refineries are making more than twice the profit per gallon than they made a year ago. Finally, when other states have shortages, they bring gasoline in through pipelines. But California doesn't have pipelines, so the gas comes by barge or tanker. And that costs more. Ed Herz is an energy economist at the University of Houston. He has a message for California residents.
You guys are screwed. Those are highly technical industrial terms. You're screwed in California.
Herz says California's refineries can't meet consumer demand. And when you combine that with lacking infrastructure, you're going to pay for it. Just like consumers did in New England this past winter. There, Herz says, there were no pipelines to bring in enough natural gas to meet electricity demands. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.